Amen. We are honored to have Brother and Sister Stevens. Brother David, I think they're going to be singing here. Good to have them ministering tonight. And we're going to be blessed. I'm looking forward to what we're going to hear in song and sermon. And Wesley's up here. His grandpa's going to be preaching tonight. Yeah, that's great. Amen. Let's just give them our undivided attention. Come ahead, my brother. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hurst. It's good to be here, and we're just, amen, counting a privilege and feel so insignificant here. I mean, among such great ministry that's here. And my, what great preaching this morning. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. Fact is, Brother Hurst has convinced my wife that when we retire, we're coming here just to be fed. So, hallelujah. I don't know how long that's going to be. Glory. Isn't God good? Praise God. Appreciate being here tonight. And we had a great happening that happened to our family here with a new child being born to the family. And me and Wesley kind of got an argument going. I tell him that... He says he's just a baby. I said, no, it's baby brother Elliot the third. Because I said, it's the third one in your family. He says, no, it's the fourth. I haven't found the fourth one yet. Well, anyway, we want to say thank you for your offering. God richly bless you. Amen. For your thoughtfulness and your gift. Amen. We're such, amen, such unworthy of God's presence in our life. Oh, if I can just please Him. Glory to God. Will you worship with us tonight? Glory.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here with Rebecca and Philip, and I know he absolutely loves it when I come. And the children, of course. Of course, if they didn't have them, I probably wouldn't make that many trips to Ohio. But so glad for the presence of the Lord. You know, I've laughed today when Brother Hurst was doing the baby dedication about the releasing. And I thought to myself, well, that's pretty easy for you to say when my daughter is up here. But then I found out he's got two that are far afield, and he had to release two. But we appreciate this church. We pray for this church. I pray for this church because my children go here. And I want my children to get good food. I want them to be led right. And we pray for this church that God will just bless this church. Cause it to grow. I love Him tonight. How many of you ever had a time tonight? As you know, well know, I'm an emotional person. I just get emotional about things. Talk about salvation. Talk about sanctification. Talk about the Holy Ghost. Talk about Jesus coming. You talk about the Holy Ghost, and you got it all wrapped up. I'm emotional.
Right.
Hallelujah. So you ain't going to scare us tonight if you worship God with us. But every once in a while that we come to a time, we need to be reassured that God is with us. And we dug this song out today and kind of dusted it off, and I hope we make it. When I just can't see the sunshine for the many tears I've cried, when I'm left alone to struggle and I've lost my will to try, oh, when the road ahead is rocky and I just can't understand, that's when I need reassurance, Lord. You're holding to my hand.
So reassure me, Lord, that your hand is guiding me. And let me know the road I walk is what you chose for me. I need to hear your voice whisper to me, peace be still. And though the rivers all run dry, I walk through valleys deep and wide. And when the mountains get too high, reassure me. Lonely, and your nights bring only fears. All the dreams you've dreamed have crumbled, and your smiles have turned to tears. Friend, there's no need for you to worry, for when you've done all, simply stand. Soon you'll feel His holy presence and the touch of that nail-scarred hand.
So reassure me, Lord, that Your hand is guiding me. And let me know the road I walk is what You chose for me. I need to hear Your voice whisper to me, please be still. And though the rivers all run dry, I walk through valleys deep and wide. And when the mountains get too high, reassure me. Oh, reassure me, Lord, that Your hand is guiding me. And let me know the road I walk is what You chose for me. I need to hear Your voice whisper to me, peace be still. And though the rivers all run dry, I'll walk through valleys deep and wide. And when the mountains get too high, reassure me. Though the rivers all run dry, I'll walk through valleys deep and wide. And when the mountains get too high, reassure me.
Lord, amen. I'm glad for the reassurance that the Lord gives us. Amen. No matter where we're at and what we're traveling through, amen. To know the Lord is present. Amen. Amen. We're glad to have my sister. Amen. She decided to come up with us. And amen. Fact is, we drove her car and because it gets best gas mileage. Amen. So appreciate my sister. Amen. And amen. Good to see you, brother and sister Cruz. It's been a while. Bring back old memories. Amen. Appreciate. Good to see them here tonight. Praise the Lord. And amen. Going to the book of Luke tonight, Luke chapter 19, starting with verse 1. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. Reading to verse 10. Stand with us when you find it. Amen. Glory. You find it, say amen. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He made haste, come down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Woo, aren't you glad he's still doing that today? Will you just stretch your hand and help us pray today? Father, thank you for the word. We pray, God, that you'd anoint our minds and our hearts. Lord, let the ear of the hearer hear tonight. And God, speak, I pray, expressly in this hour. Encourage, edify the church. And God, would you move among us, Lord? Touch hearts and lives. Lord, if there be a need and a work need to be done, will you do it tonight in this service around these altars? And Lord, we'll give you the praise and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, Amen and amen. God bless you tonight. Glory to God. I want to preach tonight a thought from these scriptures, a window of opportunity. The word opportunity means a time favorable for the purpose. Suitable time combined with other favorable circumstances. Woo! Glory! That's opportunity. There's an old saying that says, Amen, a wise man will make more opportunities than he finds. Woo! I don't know about you, I look for opportunities. Glory. Amen. That is what Zacchaeus did. He took, amen, the wind of opportunity and used it to the good of his family. It was not only for Zacchaeus that all this took place, but it worked down to it was good for his family. And I believe in the day we live, we need to make sure that our family gets saved and stay saved. Woo, glory. Amen. Many, no doubt, were converted to the faith of Christ, of whom no account was ever mentioned in the scripture. I believe that. I believe with others, but there's something about what Zacchaeus did that causes him to stand out. Glory. Oh, amen. His conversion, was extraordinary because he did something extraordinary to get it. Glory. Hallelujah. Even verse 1 says that Christ passed through Jericho. Now, if you know anything about Jericho, Jericho was a cursed city. It was built on a curse. But still, the Lord came through. Aren't you glad tonight that the gospel takes away the curse? Huh? He took away the curse of sin, didn't he? He put himself on the cross, and by it we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even he was passing through on his way, amen, to raise Lazarus from the dead. Amen. When Christ was going to do one good thing, he contrived to do many on the way. You remember, amen, he was got a message from a man that said his son that was 12 years old was sick, and he wanted the Lord to come pray for him. And as the Lord went that way, there was a woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. That simply said, amen, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Amen. It was something on the other way of going. The Lord touched this life, and she got her healing. Glory to God. And who Zacchaeus. Amen. And you talk about him as a person. Who was he? Amen. His name tells us that he was a Jew. Fact is, in his day, there was some important, amen, famous rabbi that had his name. And so by knowing, amen, that his name, Zechariah, amen, was a common Jewish name, we know by it that he was a Jew. Glory. I'm glad tonight that the Lord, amen, is able to save no matter who we are. I wasn't of the household of faith. I was a Gentile. Amen. I wasn't a Jew. Amen. But the Lord said he didn't come to save just the Jews only. But he came to save, seeking to save that which was lost. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. His calling, he was the chief among the Jews. You might call him the receiver general. Amen. He was above them all. He was the chief. There's a many, amen, a publican that came to the Lord. Amen. But here was a chief among them that came. Glory to God. He wasn't just anybody. Did you hear me? He was somebody. He was a rich, the Bible said. Amen. He was rich. Amen. Christ had lately shown how hard it was for rich people to enter into the kingdom of God. Yet presently produced on it at this once, even this one rich man that had been lost and was found, and had and that not as the prodigal that was took his living and reduced it to nothing, to a want. Even this man had it, but he still sought the Lord. You have no excuse tonight not to seek after God. Rich or poor, we need to seek the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ, amen, had looked on this life here as he came, amen, to this city. Amen. I want you to notice what Zacchaeus did. He got in the way. Whew. Amen. A lot of times we want to get out of the way. Hello? Amen. We don't, as sinners, we don't want to be in the presence of God. We want to run from it. Get away from it. Stay out of the way of it. But Zacchaeus got in the way of it. Amen. The Bible said, amen, for he was to pass that way. I don't know if it was pronounced or runner went out ahead and said, the Lord's coming this way. And the crowd gathered. I don't know if the Bible doesn't tell us that. Why? That was the way. It might have been the only way out of town. I don't know. Amen. But Zacchaeus found out where it was at. And he got so curious that he ran ahead and climbed a tree. Amen. Well, we was in church here this morning. Something great happened in our church at home. I've got a wonderful staff. God has blessed with a wonderful staff of ministers. And Brother Scott was preaching this morning. And just to get not to get ahead of the story, a few weeks ago we had Super Sunday, Kids Day. I mean, we went all out for Sunday for kids. When the neighborhood knocked on the door, Sister Ruth and one of the teenagers went down the street and knocked on this door and invited this family to come. And Sister Ruth said the lady just broke down and started crying and telling about her story of her family. And Ruth invited her, and so, amen, in the meantime, we had revival. Well, they didn't come. She didn't come on Kids Day. And found out, amen, there's a lady in our church, and our church, we got these shirts. We they had made with our logo on it. And so one of our ladies in Walmart, one of the famous places to go to, and, you know, if Walmart don't have it, you don't need it. And so she was there looking, and so this lady came up to her when she saw the logo and began to ask her question about the church. And so she began to tell her, and the lady again getting to cry. Amen. We found out that she had a son that had got some problems about him, and he died twice and came back to life. And she said, I've got to go to church and tell God I'm thankful. Wouldn't you? I did. Woo! Glory. Sorry about that. Sound men.
Amen. I get happy sometimes. Amen. That's the way I express it. Anyway. Amen. So this lady during the week didn't have no idea she'd done this. She came. The doors were open one day. It was in revival. No doors open. She came in to just see what the church was like inside. You guys got a beautiful church here. But I'm prejudiced. Oh, I think mine's beautiful. Woo! She came in. She said, I felt at home here. There's something about, was nobody there, just herself. But she said, there's something about that place that got her curiosity going. Guess what? She showed up this morning with her grandkids and prayed. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. That's what Zach is. He got curious about the Lord. He said, I want to know what he looks like. I want to know all about him. Amen. He said, I'm short of stature. I'm not going to let my physical inabilities keep me from seeing the Lord. But a lot of times we use all kinds of excuses not to look and seek the Lord out. But he didn't. Amen. He didn't let his inabilities keep him, amen, from seeing and seeking the Lord. The other day, and the reason I got this, the title of this message was the other day, I was looking on the computer and looking at news headlines. And maybe you've seen it. But there was this over in Africa at a safari, amen, or animal place, whatever. They were driving through and taking pictures of the animals. And they had stopped, and there was like 20 feet distance between the car that had the camera and the car in front of them. All of a sudden, there was these gazelles that came popping through the picture. Gazelles. I'm from Oklahoma. They understand that. You understood me, didn't you? Thank you. See, I had one. Gazelles. And right behind the gazelles, amen, were these cheetahs. Man, they were going after lunch. Then all you see is you see them just leave out, and then you see the two cheetahs. All of a sudden, here was one gazelle leap back out of the bushes, back toward the cars. And the cheetah said, aha, here's one. We'll go after this one. So happened there was a van there that had a window down. And the gazelle jumped in the window. And the captain said, the window of opportunity. No cheetah had no idea what happened to that gazelle. Then they just opened the door and the gazelle walked out. Freeze a bird through a window of opportunity. Zacchaeus, he got zeal intensity. Did you hear me? He said, I must see what it looks like. I'm glad the crowd's roaring. I'm glad they understand. But I got to see him for myself. He got intensity about seeing the Lord. I mean, he was a rich man. He had dignity. He was that one that led the publicans. Him? Yeah. Because the opportunity was his. He climbed the tree. Didn't matter his state in life. Didn't matter who he was. He realized he needed to see the Lord for himself. He got intense about it. Glory. Amen. He didn't just say, well, okay, I'll go down the road a little further. No. He said, I'll climb this tree. I'll make a fool out of myself. I'll lay aside my dignity. I'll climb the tree because I want to see the Lord for myself. You need to get to a place today, amen, that's what you want, best of life, that you need to see the Lord for who he is. Many a time we lose sight of how the Lord is, what he is. Hallelujah. I don't want to do that. Glory. Amen. He did not let the press keep him down. His determination was to the point that he was not going to let anything keep him from seeing the Lord. And he took the window of opportunity. Amen. He wasn't the only one through the Bible. We can read different ones. Amen. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus cried out, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Glory to God. Take the window of opportunity. Even about you tonight. Even since Ruth come, give me a song, sis. Glory to God. Amen. There's sometimes, folks, that we just have a window open. As that gazelle had a window open. That's only time. Zacchaeus only had a time here. Amen. Hallelujah. He took the opportunity. He had no idea the Lord was passing through to going and raising Lazarus from the dead. He didn't know that was the destiny that was going on. But in this one window opportunity, he took advantage of it. And you here tonight, there's thing God wants for you tonight. But you got to take advantage of the opportunity. Hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate youth camps. Because it gives our young people an opportunity to get alone and find God for themselves. Even I've got a young man in our church. Amen. We've known him, pastored him. Amen. For about 10, 12 years. Amen. The other day, his wife, amen, just up and left him. Amen. With his child. Amen. This young man was in a sense shattered because of an experience that came to him. But he held on to his faith. He got a determination. I'm going to see this through with the help of God. Amen. And the young man, he's 26, 20, 31. Amen. And we told him we're going to youth camp at Tiger Mountain. And Sean's going to be preaching. And Brother Boyd's going to be preaching. And amen, we told him what we're going to do. He said, "I want to go." He said, "I need to get along with God." He's going to take the window of opportunity for himself. I'm saying, are you here tonight? Amen. Don't let the window of opportunity pass you by. It might be that servant that you're looking for. God to heal you. God to fill you. God to do a work in your life. This might be your window of opportunity. David said, "As a hart panteth after the water brook." I'm in that hart. Amen. I don't know if he's been chased by wolves or by dogs. But he knew if he can get to the water, there's two things going to happen. He's going to quench his thirst, and he'll lose his scent in the water and lose whatever it is that's chasing him. Glory. There may be something chasing you tonight. Hello? There may be wolves at the very heels that you have. This may be your opportunity to lose those things that are chasing you. And the blood of Christ to cleanse you. Glory. Will you bow your heads with us tonight? Father, thank you for the amazing word, oh God. We're amazed, God, no matter how many times we look at it and we study it and we preach it. How amazing is thy word. God, I pray, Lord, I've done just a simple thought here tonight. That God, that you would just cause it to move and multiply in the minds and hearts of this people. That they may know God. They may have a desire to seek your face. Oh, God, if anything our nation needs, God, it's people seeking your face. Oh, God. A window of opportunity, Lord, on this Sunday evening you have given us, Lord. Lord, let us take advantage of the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you stand with us this evening? Thank you for listening to us. Glory. Hallelujah. For every head bowed, no one looking around. Amen. How about it this evening? How many of you are looking for an opportunity to get closer to God? Huh? Bless those hands. How many look for an opportunity for God to do something in your life? How about your hands tonight? Bless those hands. Oh. Hallelujah. And he feels the heart press, the pressure of life. Amen. Hard on the heels that you have. And you want an opportunity to get rid of it. How about you tonight? Amen. There's some things that I'm running from. And I want to get away from it all. Hallelujah. Glory. There's a window here for you tonight. Glory to God. No matter who we are, what we've done. Amen. God has given you a window of opportunity for him to bless you and touch your life and do work. It's all up to you tonight. Amen. What you do, what we preach to you tonight. Amen. These altars is open. I want you to come. You raise your hand when you come. Take advantage of the time. Take advantage of the opportunity. Saying, God, amen, I want to get closer. I want to seek your face. Glory to God. God, there's some things in my life I need you to help me with. Amen. I want to take this opportunity to bring it to you. Glory to God. Oh, will you come tonight? Glory to God.
Hallelujah. To build a future from the past. There's no time like the present to build a future from the past. For hearts that are breaking, there's healing. Tomorrow, if only you'll ask. There's no time like the present to build a future from the past. There's no time like the present to build a future from the past. For there's healing at last. There is hope for tomorrow if only you'll ask. There's no time like the present to build a future from the past. Sacrifice is less than giving you my very best. Help me remember Calvary's cost and be willing to say yes. I will give you all. I will give you all. If all is what you ask of me, I will not withhold. My sacrifice is less than giving you my very best. Help me remember Calvary's cost and be willing to say yes.